Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
You've heard people say, "Oh, I tell you what, it didn't seem like my prayer got any higher in the ceiling." It didn't need to get that high. God, right here.
In every aspect of your Christian faith, put your trust in God. Today, be ready to be blessed as Kenneth Copeland shares how much God watches over His children. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, let's join Kenneth.
Let's go back over there to Mark 11. Let's read this again. Jesus answering saith unto them, "Have faith in God." Now, yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about, well, what about this need? What about that? I don't care what it is. Have faith in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Now that, once you have understanding of the new birth in the new covenant, the second testament, New Testament, then you begin to learn, and you can only find this out from the Word of God, to rightly divide the Word of truth. And this is the only way you're going to find out the difference between spirit and soul and body. And of course, they're mingled together, but the Word separates them so you can identify them. Now that scripture said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your understanding. So you can see right now there's a difference between trusting God in your heart and leaning to your own understanding. Now, have faith in God. Now, how much faith? How much faith are you exercising in the God that's within you? Or leaning to your own understanding? Let's go over to 1 John. Thank you, Lord. First John, chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Them who? Them spirits. The grammar is terrible, but you see where I'm going with that. You have overcome them. It didn't say you're going to overcome them or that you need to try to overcome them. No. You have overcome them. See, here's... I want you to get this.
Amen.
Jesus went to the cross. The scripture said he was manifest in the flesh. That's when he was born of Mary. But he was made alive in the Spirit. That's when he was born again in the pit of hell. And the first chapter of the book of Hebrews said, and again when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said. Jesus was the first man to ever be born again, to be born of the Spirit. Now Jesus, you listening to me?
Amen.
Jesus never ever committed a sin, not one. He took your and my sin. Amen. But now listen to me. He took our sins, our sickness, our disease. He was made a curse for us. Amen. Born again in the pit of hell, raised from the dead, glorified. Now you remember when Mary came up to the tomb? And she didn't recognize him. But when he called her by the name, she did. He said, don't touch me. For I have not gone before my Father and your Father, my God and your God. He presented himself before God after having stripped Satan. And Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. And he took it by great conquest. Isn't this powerful? Oh, glory to God. But now listen to me. He went before God, presented himself spotless before him. The new covenant was settled in his blood. Then he came back and said, now handle me, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone, not blood. All of his blood, all of it, all of his blood is in heaven on the heavenly mercy seat right tonight. Heaven does not record that Jesus did that. He already had authority over the devil. He didn't do that for himself. Heaven hasn't recorded that you overcame the devil. Heaven hasn't recorded that you did it, that you went to the cross, that you whipped him in hell. He gave it to you and me, glory to God. You have overcome them.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Somebody ought to shout amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it. The greater one is in me.
The greater one is in me.
I recognize that in myself I'm inadequate. That I'm inefficient. But I'm not in myself.
I'm in Christ Jesus.
And the greater one is in me. I got to give you Creflo Dollar's testimony. I like giving Creflo's testimony. Amen. And he had been diagnosed with a very fast-moving form of cancer. Well, he just locked himself up in the Word of God. He never would speak the name of the disease.
Amen.
Wouldn't say it. He said, no, there's a man living in me. You can't put cancer on me. I heard Brother Hagin say it again and again. Satan, you can't put that on me, and you know it. The greater one is in me. Now just forget about trying. Do you remember when they had Paul tied up, bound? They were about to scourge him. They were going to beat him within an inch of his life or maybe kill him on the whipping post. He said, boys, you really think you ought to do this? Seeing I'm a Roman citizen? And the guy went running in, boss, we need to rethink this. Well, and they just come out of there begging. Oh, please, mister, please. We didn't intend to do this. Everything all right now? You know? Hey! You're a citizen of heaven!
Yes.
And you ought to let the devil know about it. Who do you think you are putting your hands on me? Learn those scriptures. Memorize them. You just say it to him, I've been raised up to sit together with him in heavenly places. Now get your sickness and disease out of my body and get out of here now. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Well, Creflo had to go back in for I don't know, some kind of a scan or something. He and his son and the doctor were standing there looking at this thing. Their mouths dropped. He looked over there. His son. He said, you see what I'm seeing? He said, I think so. And they looked at the doctor and right on that screen was the face of Jesus of Nazareth. And no cancer.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shouting time! Shouting time in the house of faith! Hey, hallelujah! The greater one is in us. But how much trust are you putting in the greater one? Is your attention and trust, you lean into your own understanding? And not to the greater one that's living on the inside of you? You get so busy out here. I heard this years ago. I had the Lord ministry to me. He said, Kenneth, become God inside minded.
Hallelujah.
He said, you look for me right here.
Amen.
You've heard people say, oh, I'll tell you what, I'm beginning to seem like my prayer got any higher in the ceiling.
Yeah.
It didn't need to get that high.
Yeah.
God right here.
Amen.
But the little Sunday school idea of God, the little religious idea of God that, you know, he's way up there and you're way down here and if he's not too busy, why, you know.
Religion.
No. No, you're the biggest thing in his life. Come on, get a hold of that. You're the biggest thing in the life of Jesus. He died for you and for me. We're the biggest thing in his life.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And that's why the Holy Spirit is here.
Amen.
And some of you have heard me tell this, but I like it. I'm going to tell it again. I'd spent some time up at the prayer cabin, and I'd been up there for several days just praying, seeking the Lord, and I had a whole list of stuff. I mean, like Gloria said, when we first got in this, we needed everything, man. Well, I mean, we at least we were ahead of where we first started, but oh man, I'm got all of these things, and I had them all laid out there, and I'm praying over each one, and I'm seeking God's direction about this, and I mean, we needed, well, my legal pad is a full length legal pad, and it was full, man, of stuff that we had to have. The ministry was just growing by leaps and bounds. We'd just gotten on the radio, and anyway, I went up there just to get before the Lord. And I'd been praying in the Spirit for quite some time. And I saw it. Well, I had my eyes shut, and I saw it. I'm sitting in this room, and there's this big long table, and there's a door over there, and in walked God the Father. Oh, Lord. Still in my eyes, and then walked Jesus. Oh, glory to God!
Gloria.
And so he sat down next to the Father on his right hand. And in walked the Holy Spirit. And I thought, what am I going to do with him? I'm going to put him on the left hand of God? I mean, I had never seen nothing like that. I still got my eyes shut, but I'm telling you, this was so real to me. And I was just right in that area where I just stepped over in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it was a vision. And where's that? He walked all the way down the length of that table. And he came over behind me, got him a chair, and sat down and said, "Give me that list." He said, "I've been here before, and I'll get all of this stuff for you." Greater is he. That's his job. That's his job. Hallelujah. When you're living and walking by faith. Jesus said, "The words that I speak are not my own. It's the Father that dwelleth within. He does the works. I only say what I hear him say. I only do what I see him." Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? And here we are. Amen.
Amen.
With God himself dwelling on the inside of us. How much trust are you putting in the one that's on the inside of you? Now, how thank you, Lord. Lord, do you want me to? All right. How much time I got, Tim? Well, I can introduce this to you right at the moment. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And we'll begin reading with the 14th verse. "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Now, strengthened with might in the inner man. Might is the Greek word dynamis, D-Y-N-A-M-I-S, if you want to make a little note of it, just put it right up there in the margin. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints. This is available for every born again child of God. What is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know, to be acquainted with personally, the love of Christ. That's God. Which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the dynamis that worketh in us. Now, Acts 1:8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive dynamis after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will be witnesses. Now, Acts 10:38. Chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with dynamis, who went about doing good and healing all oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Yes. It's exactly the same Spirit. It is exactly the same power. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. All of these great things, everything here. Go back over there again, Ephesians chapter 3. We've got 1 minute. Ephesians chapter 3. Now notice it again. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with dynamis by His Spirit in the inner man. All right, I believe that. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints the breadth of God, the length of God, the depth of God, the height of God, and to know the love of God the anointed, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power of the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of you working right now. Amen. Somebody shout amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.